Greetings once again. We are pilgrims walking through the time and place of the book of Daniel, a great book in the Old Testament. We are broadcasting today from our remote studios near Turkey Run State Park. We're at Hobson's Farm this morning, and we're in cabin 2960, I'm told, by our producer. And it's good to have you along. We are going to have episode 3 today of our trek through Daniel. We had a great conversation last night with our discussion group. I encourage everyone to just drop in on that. If you give it a thought, you don't have to participate. You can just soak it in and hear the views of some other pilgrims and what the reading of the book is meaning for them, which is always helpful and expanding, which is what we need. Well, episode 2 ended, you may recall, with this wonderful prayer of praise to the God of heaven that Daniel wrote or recited, which begins with the words, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he alone has all wisdom and power." That is a statement about who God is and what God can do that you'll never find in the book of Esther. The book of Esther doesn't mention God. But here in Daniel, God is at the forefront, and Daniel is literally a disciple of God as he walks through his life in Babylonia. So, we begin episode 3. The king is having trouble finding someone who can tell him what his dream was, because he won't tell them. Not only that, he expects him to interpret the dream, even though he won't tell them what it was. So, here comes Daniel. Episode 3 is chapter 2, verses 24 to 45. Chapter 2, 24 to 45. The name of this episode, Daniel Interprets the Dream. Then Daniel went in to see Arioch, who had been ordered to execute the wise men of Babylon. Daniel said to him, "Don't kill the wise men. Take me to the king, and I will tell him the meaning of his dream." Then Arioch quickly took Daniel to the king and said, "I have found one of the captives from Judah who will tell your majesty the meaning of your dream." The king said to Daniel, "Is this true? Can you tell me what my dream was and what it means?" Daniel replied, "There are no wise men, enchanters, magicians, or fortune tellers who can tell the king such things. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the future. Now I will tell you your dream and the visions you saw as you lay on your bed. While your majesty was sleeping, you dreamed about coming events. The revealer of mysteries has shown you what is going to happen. And it is not because I am wiser than any living person that I know the secret of your dream, but because God wanted you to understand what you were thinking about. Your Majesty, in your vision, you saw in front of you a huge and powerful statue of a man, shining brilliantly, frightening and awesome. The head of the statue was made of fine gold. Its chest and arms were of silver. Its belly and thighs were of bronze. Its legs were of iron. And its feet were a combination of iron and clay. But as you watched, a rock was cut from a mountain by supernatural means. It struck the feet of iron and clay, smashing them to bits. The whole statue collapsed into a heap of iron, clay, bronze, silver, and gold. The pieces were crushed as small as chaff on a threshing floor, and the wind blew them all away without a trace. But the rock that knocked the statue down became a great mountain that covered the whole earth. That was the dream. Now, I will tell your majesty what it means. Your majesty, you are a king over many kings. The God of heaven has given you sovereignty, power, strength, and honor. He has made you the ruler over all the inhabited world and has put even the animals and birds under your control. You are the head of gold. But after your kingdom comes to an end, another great kingdom, inferior to yours, will rise to take your place. After that kingdom has fallen, yet a third great kingdom, represented by the bronze belly and thighs, will rise to rule the world. Following that kingdom, there will be a fourth great kingdom as strong as iron. That kingdom will smash and crush all previous empires, just as iron smashes and crushes everything it strikes. The feet and toes you saw that were a combination of iron and clay show that this kingdom will be divided. Some parts of it will be as strong as iron, and other as weak as clay. This mixture of iron and clay also shows that these kingdoms will try to strengthen themselves by forming alliances with each other through intermarriage. But this will not succeed, just as iron and clay do not mix. During the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. No one will ever conquer it. It will shatter all these kingdoms into nothingness, but it will stand forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain by supernatural means, crushing to dust the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. The great God has shown your majesty what will happen in the future. The dream is true, and its meaning is certain. Amen. What a great story of dream and vision interpretation from the book of Daniel. Clearly, God has given him a gift to interpret the dreams of the king. And now, it's October 22nd, and we return to the Jesus Calling devotional by Sarah Young. Let me grab a sip here. It's the green super antioxidant tea, by the way. But it's the same old monks in the background, as you can tell. Now, on to our devotion. Jesus has something you need to hear today, and it's somewhere in this devotion. So focus your listening and open your heart. Jesus says this: no matter what your circumstances may be, you can find joy in my presence. On some days, joy is generously strewn along your life path, glistening in the sunlight. On days like that, being content is as simple as breathing the next breath or taking the next step. Other days are overcast and gloomy. You feel the strain of the journey, which seems endless. Dull gray rocks greet your gaze and cause your feet to ache. Yet joy is still attainable. Search for it as for hidden treasure. Begin by remembering that I have created this day. It is not a chance occurrence. Recall that I am present with you, whether you sense my presence or not. Then, start talking with me about whatever is on your mind. Rejoice in the fact that I understand you perfectly, and I know exactly what you are experiencing. As you continue communicating with me, your mood will gradually lighten. Awareness of my marvelous companionship can infuse joy into the grayest day. Hallelujah. Well, that completes our session today, our dynamic duo daily of Esther and Daniel. We've heard the third episode of Daniel and a devotional by Sarah Young. So today, as Jesus says, this is a day that he made for his exact purposes. It's not a chance occurrence. Recall Jesus to your presence and start talking with him about whatever is on your mind. And gradually, your mood will lighten and joy will be infused into this day. In Jesus' name, and until tomorrow, amen.